return. The group life insurance is $25,000 for the employee, $5,000 for the spouse, and up to $2,500 for dependent children up to 19 years old. Then you can purchase the supplemental life insurance through Dearborn on top of the $25,000 if you wish to.
And that's each individual employee can choose to do that. That's nothing the county does.
Right. And I wanted to make sure that we had this clarified before we, and I understand exactly what you're saying now on this, and if that motion, you've already made that motion.
Already seconded it.
Yeah. We got a motion and a second to approve Dearborn National policy for 2 years. Is that what we're... All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now I'm going to ask a question, because we're on insurance, I'm going to ask this question, and maybe you can answer this, Don. The county did have, at one time, a policy of accidental death or death of an employee of $25,000 payment, or the number that came out of GCR.
I know there was something when I first came on. I don't think I was sworn in yet. I think I was just elected. Somehow something got mixed up. Don, do you know where it went from $25,000 down to $10,000 because the insurance company, not Acres and Arnie or all Acres and Arnie, but another one didn't put in the proper amount, and that commission at that time talked about supplementing it out of GCR. But I don't know that it. And it wasn't done, but as far as it being a policy, I'm not aware of that.
All right. We can end this discussion for another time then, as far as county policy. We're talking about what the county was doing insurance-wise for the employees. And so we can end that discussion, and that would be a policy. Are you coming in for this conversation there, sir?
Yeah, I was listening. I just thought maybe you might want me to...
Do you need my assistance, or do I need your assistance?
I don't know if you do or not. What happened was, at one time, the county was self-insured on the life insurance, and the payment that was made out was, like Andy said, it was not just from GCR, it came from all the different ones. But about 3 years ago or something like that, they decided it would be less money for the county to go ahead and insure with some kind of out-of-county.
Well, it's been longer than 3 years now. Because so. It was, like I said...
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know what the amount was, but we at this time, they changed then and went to, rather than get self-insured, went the other way.
I just know that it was, through an insurance company, it was a 25 or maybe during that time when it was changed, it didn't get communicated properly, whatever. And then an individual had passed away, and I think they were trying to figure out a way to give more funds, and it couldn't be done. But again, I was elected, but not in office.
Thank you, Rick, for coming in, at least so people don't think I'm crazy.
We still think you're crazy.
I'm pretty sure some of them have that opinion.
I mean, it is Halloween. I don't know.
But anyway, I wanted to make sure that we covered all the bases here. If there's a, God forbid, a tragedy of any kind. So just... something for us to visit about at a later time, but it did involve insurance because we were self-insured. All right. What else did you have on that?
Just that piece, as far as my piece, I think is finished. The only thing I have left is Vision Plan through Vision Care Direct. They also have offered rates for 2017 at no increase. And the recommendation is to approve them for 2017 at no rate increase.
Move to accept policy from Vision Care Direct for 2017 with no increase.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, General.
So you're going to... The only thing you have left is to try and get the dental down.
Mm-hmm. And I'll report back to you guys. I'll send a note to Dawn and have her forward it to you.
And we need to be healthier for 17 so we don't hit 11% cap for 18.
That's exactly right. But at least we have that cap, worst case scenario.
So we can't go up 115%. Like.
No, as long as Cox Health Plans has the doors open. How's that? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Planning and zoning vehicle discussion.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
How are bicycles? You guys want some bicycles?
I guess at this point, the planning and zoning department has three vehicles. We've got a 2002 Jeep Liberty, a 2003 Ford F-150, and a 2007 Dodge Dakota. And the Road and Bridge Department graciously provided us with the F-150 and the Dodge Dakota. We've reached a point where we're having some real concerns with this Dodge Dakota. Mike Cole was one of our employees was driving that. It's actually the newer vehicle, but basically it stalled out on him on the highway. He pulled off, got it to restart. It stalled out a second time. We've got it at the mechanic shed, and he's not at this time 100% certain what's wrong with it. It's coming up as a problem with the catalytic converter. But we've got one vehicle that has over 200,000.
Which one's that?
It's the F-150. I believe it's got about 210. I don't know if it's 210 or 220. And then the Dodge Dakota, we've got some real concerns about the just that vehicle mechanically at this point.
What about the Liberty?
The Liberty's got a little over 100,000. I think it's at about 110,000, which really isn't too bad for a 2002 vehicle. But at this point, we just have some real concerns with the vehicles we have. We essentially have two employees that spend the vast majority of their time in the field, and they just really need two reliable four-wheel drive vehicles, essentially.
So instead of a bicycle, how about a dirt bike? Is this your old truck? What'd you do to it? It was good when you gave it to them. What'd you guys do to it? How many miles is that one, do you know?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
I was thinking there wasn't like 70, 80. They were worn out already.
Better than what they had.
Yes.
Yes, pretty much so. It's pretty sad whenever breaking down on the side of the road twice is better than what they had.
I took the Dodge Dakota to Jeff City. I broke down way more than 2 pounds here and there with filling up with fuel three or four times. So I'm. Can you?
What do we have out there, Mr. Erickson? What do we got that's?
He called me last week, and I sent him the contracts on the Office of Administration because putting out a bid for one vehicle tends to irritate dealerships, really. So we can do that if that's what your choice is.
Well, I didn't know if we had any.
But I sent him the contracts of what's available that you can just order right away off the state contract right now.
Do we have any
SUVs, pickups, okay, vans, whatever his choice is?
What did we end up doing for the public administrator office? Is that
SUV,
what we did? But we bought it off of the state contract?
Yep. It's on order still.
That's lovely. And then, was it like the trucks that we've got?
We've got a few.
They're for Road and Bridge.
Too,
but we got some through Road and Bridge, so we can't use those bids because they're specific to Road and Bridge.
That bid, you mean?
Yeah.
I think the wording would allow for that.
Well, if we can substitute one vehicle, to get them by till the first of the year, then you can put it in the budget from that point on?
Vehicle's just going to go up. Am I wrong?
Well, the state contract will expire at the end of the year.
But the next year, the vehicle's just going to go up. So if we know we're going to buy them, why spend another $1,000, $2,000?
Yeah, probably.
We don't, I'm not too sure that we've, you know, the waste of money on fuel, the PNC doesn't need those kind of vehicles. They don't need a four-wheel drive F-150.
He just said he needed a four-wheel drive.
They make four-wheel drives in the smaller cars for a lot less money.
Well, planning and zoning vehicle is a little SUV, an Escape, and I think it was 21 and change.
Okay.
And that's dressed out to, you know, not bare bones. I mean, that's dressed out a little bit.
They're four-wheel drive also. That's what I'm getting at. And the fuel mileage that we spend per year on those added F-150s and road and bridge trucks.
Yeah, I didn't say get an F-150. I was just saying with the...
He could get by with a Cooper, couldn't he? 35 miles a gallon?
That's a step up from a dirt bike. Moped.
Mini Cooper.
That way you can pedal or you can put
this,
the switch.
But this is going to have to come out of contingency fund and GCR. And that's the reason I was saying that. That's the reason I was asking if they could wait till the first of the year. And you brought up a good point to probably go up in expense. But it seems to me like we've opened the door to new vehicles this year, requests for new vehicles. So.
Can I get one? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. what does he need?
You probably need two?
I was hopeful for two.
Did you go through the list that Mr. Erickson gave you?
Yeah, and really there were two vehicles, and either vehicle I think would work well for our department. One was the Escape, and the other one is a Dodge, and I've drawn a blank on the name of it. But
Journey?
Yes, Dodge Journey. And they seem to be pretty comparable.
Were they priced the same?
They were pretty similar in price.
$1,000.
That's what I was thinking, $1,000 one way or the other.
Is the Escape a little more?
No, I think the Journey's a little more.
Yeah, I think
so,
too.
Isn't the Escape supposed to be winning a lot? Have you done any research on the vehicles? Aren't they supposed to be pretty good? Didn't they have some issues with some Dodges?
I don't know.
We're gonna explore the warranties on them too, because we have with all road and bridge.
Yeah, that's included in the package. Yeah, 36-month bumper to bumper, I think.
I think you're right. I think that's right.
State doesn't mess around. They don't miss a thing.
I don't care if you go order two Escapes. And again, they're just going to go up, so I don't know why we would. Right, Danny, do you not want to? Mike, what are your...
I'd say they're going to be cheaper this year than they are next year.
That's fine with me. I'm just trying to avoid another hand-me-down, which I think we've all decided not to do that.
But see, the problem is all we do is hand-me-downs, and then we're right in the same situation.
So, I mean, what's contingency fund going to look like for next year is my concern.
It's not in here.
But I mean, if the need's there, we don't want them out here walking. So
thumbing a ride.
Thumbing a ride.
Take the bus.
So anyway,
move to allow Mr. Ashley.